Anim na taong gulang pa lamang si Oleno Fedorova nang sumabog ang reactor sa Chernobyl nuclear plant sa Ukraine. Ang pagsabog ay nagdulot ng malawakang pagkalat ng radioactive material at nagdulot ng kawalang katiyakan sa malaking parte ng kanlurang bahagi ng Soviet Union at Europa. Isang linggo matapos ang aksidente, pwersahang pinaalis si Olena Fedorova at ang kanyang pamilya sa kanilang tahanan sa Ukraine at kanilang iniwan ang lahat ng natitira sa kanila. Sinabi niya na naglalaro pa siya noon sa bakuran nang marinig niya ang mga salitang kailangan na nilang umalis.
My mom called me back immediately and she said, "Or we need to go. We need to go." And I asked, "Where we need to go?" And she said, she didn't answer me anything. She said, "Oh, you're not allowed to bring anything. No dolls, no clothes, no books, nothing. Anything." I said, "Oh, it's strange." You know? And I was thinking, "Oh, we will come back."
Sa kabila ng kanyang pamamalagi sa Melbourne sa mahabang taon, sinabi ni Fedorova na ang Ukraine pa rin ang kanyang tahanan, tulad pa rin ang kanyang paniniwala noon.
It still remains in my memory today that we will still come back. We will come back.
30 taon mula noon, ang lakas ng sakuna sa Chernobyl ay hindi pa rin matukoy. Noong panahong iyon, 2 tao ang namatay matapos ang pagsabog at manibagong 29 na manggagawa sa nuclear plant ang namatay dulot ng acute radioactive contamination. Sa gitna ng rehiyonal na pagkabahala, ang mga naunang prediksyon ay aabot ng libu-libong katao ang mamamatay bilang resulta ng radiation exposure. Ngunit sinabi ng kinatawan ng United Nations Development Program, Louisa Vinton, walang basihan na magkakatotoo ang nasabing prediksyon.
Aside from high rates of thyroid cancer, there was no statistical evidence of any direct consequence from radiation. So no cancer, no reproductive problems, no deformations, no nothing. But what people don't realize is that thyroid cancer is in 98% to 99% of all cases treatable.
Sinabi ni Vinton na ang pagkabalisa na dulot ng paglisan sa tinitirhan at takot sa radiation ay may mas malaking epekto sa kalusugang pampubliko kaysa sa radiation exposure.
The consequences of fear in health terms have been more potent than the exposure to radiation. So the need was to really find a way for communities to recover their confidence, their social cohesion, their economic well-being, and really resume normal lives, to start returning to normal life without fear of the future from radiation, and really to deal with some of the more potent health threats.
Taliwas naman dito si Timothy Musu, isang profesor sa Universidad ng South Carolina, kung saan idinian niya na mayroong epekto sa kalusugan ang pagkaka-expose sa radiation. Si Musu kasamang ilang mga siyentipiko ay patuloy na pinag-aaralan ang epekto ng Chernobyl sa loob ng 15 taon. Dagdag pa niya na ang pag-aaral ng wildlife na naninirahan sa loob ng 30 kilometro na exclusion zone sa paligid sa Chernobyl ay nagpapahintulot sa kanyang grupo na suriin ang mahalagang epekto ng radiation.
There's really no doubt that there are consequences for the wild populations, and because they're not subject to these stress-related emotional kinds of responses, we can disentangle the effects of various environmental factors to look purely at the radiation effect.
Sa kanilang pag-aaral, namataan nila ang mga tumor, maikling buhay, abnormal na paglaki, at mataas ng kaso ng katarata sa mga hayop. Sa kabila ng mga natuklasang ito, sinabi ni Griffith University Science Professor Ian Lowe, marami sa mga mamamayan sa Ukraine ay mas pipiliing bumalik sa mga evacuated zones kaysa sa harapin ang habang buhay na pag-alis o paglipat-lipat ng matitirhan.
Something like 1,000 people who lived in areas from which people were evacuated haven't moved back because they've decided that they would rather have the risk of extra radiation than be permanently displaced from the place where they've always lived. And they're mainly older people who, I suppose, have taken the calculated risk that the latency period for cancer from radiation is typically decades. So if you're in your 70s or 80s, you're not taking a big risk moving back there.
Sinabi naman ng Chernobyl researcher at filmmaker Marilyn Fairsky sa Universidad ng Sydney, ang mga residenteng bumabalik sa Chernobyl ay may matibay at malakas na koneksyon sa lupaing ito.
For them, its quality of life isn't to do with the amount of radiation that might be in the ground. It's to do with being
time.